Forbridge worked as a teacher and coach in Juneau and Sitka before being drafted in 1965 to lobby for Aboriginal interests in Washington, D.C. He went on to head up the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. In a 2011 address, Forbridge stressed that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was about much more than creating corporations.
It is the story of people who are members of the tribe beginning to understand the extent and nature of their rights and the rights that they have asserted through their predecessors.
In the late 1950s, Tlingits and Haidas won partial compensation from the federal government for the land they lost when the Tongass National Forest was created. Tlingit Haida Central Council President Richard Peterson says Forbridge led the charge to include all tribes in the next congressional battle.
During the original talks for the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, you know, there was a lot of desire from other regions to leave Southeast out because they felt we had already been dealt with, and so I know he worked to make sure we were included.
In his address at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Forbridge said he knew tribal members needed more than money.
We wanted land. That was the dream I had for our people, land. It is cruel to be living in the midst of beautiful land, land that belonged to the Forest Service, belonged to the state of Alaska or the territory of Alaska.
Once the Claims Act became law, Forbridge chaired the board of directors of Sea Alaska, the regional native corporation for Southeast. Longtime board member Albert Kukesh says Forbridge was impressive, but calming.
I talked to people who he coached at Sheldon Jackson and at Juneau Douglas High School, and he never raised his voice. And that's what happened at the Sea Alaska boardroom, too. He was very persuasive, such a great speaker. When he presented a proposition to the board, it was thorough, it was thought out, it was very articulate.
Forbridge was also the first full-time president of the Tlingit Haida Central Council, hiring staff and building programs beginning in 1967. Current President Peterson says he'll be badly missed.
You know, as any of our elders, that you kind of lose that piece of history, you know, that resource that you can turn to and talk about why we did what we've done and why it's important for what we do today.
There's no word yet about services. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.